My name is Nathan Bengtson, and my title is Production Location Manager for Pioneer.
And you are the manager of the new facility that has opened in the Boot Heel in New Madrid County, Missouri. Can you give us an idea where that is in the county?
Yes, ma'am. It'd be, very near the town of New Madrid, right along I-55, intersection of I-55 and Highway 61.
So, Nathan, how do you describe the plant?
Well, there's I guess, multiple functions within Pioneer merged into this one site. We have the thing that people are most going to notice driving down I-55 is the commercial soybean plant. That's the plant that produces large quantities of seed to be shipped out to our retailers and customers. And there's also, no less important, just a little less visible from the interstate, is we have a parent seed group here. So some of the brand new varieties have not been released commercially yet. Those folks are growing small quantities of those products, harvesting them with their own combines and monitoring at a very intense level to ensure purity and quality. So there's a group here that does that. And there's also a group that manages some important contract relationships here for us. Some partners we have that clean and package soybean seed for us in the South as well.
And it opened up just a little while ago with great fanfare. Governor Nixon was there for the opening. Tell us what this facility is going to bring to that area.
Well, a number of things. Jobs, for one thing. Several jobs, in fact. We are in the neighborhood of 65 jobs and some temps on top of that. It brings some notoriety as well. This is Pioneer's largest capacity production plant, soybean production plant in the world. So that makes it a very unique thing for New Madrid County, and we're happy to be here.
Well, you're here at a good time, harvest time. How much capacity are you going to be able to process?
A typical Pioneer plant is a sort of a one cleaner operation, and we actually have two cleaners, two distinct lines. So we're basically, in simple terms, double the plant of a typical Pioneer soybean plant.
Okay, so walk us through what your plant's going to be able to do.
Okay, well, basically, we contract with growers in the area to produce soybeans for Pioneer. We test them on the farm and call for the ones that meet our quality standards. And once they're here, we go through several cleaning processes. Our cleaning process is called conditioning, and we sort by size, we sort by shape, we sort by density, and keep the good and throw away the subpar, with the goal of creating a very high quality, high visual appearance quality, germination, emergence, and those sorts of things. We put them in a package, either a 50-unit Pro Box, a 50-unit jumbo bag, or just a 50-pound paper bag. We still do those as well, and we ship them out to our retailers and customers, throughout primarily the Mid-South.
All right. Well, tell us why New Madrid County, Missouri, and that's extreme southeast Missouri.
Pioneer soybean business has grown pretty substantially over the past few years. We've got high demand for Pioneer Y-Series soybeans, and we needed some production support in the Group 4 and 5 maturities, and this is an excellent place to raise those. There's a lot of irrigation, very highly productive soils. And this is actually the fourth crop Pioneer has produced in this area. Up until this season, that crop has been stored in grower bins and shipped off to other places for the conditioning and packaging process. But we're going to get to do that right here this year.
Okay. Well, and given that it's a more southern location, is it your southernmost location, and is that to connect with more growers in the southern areas?
It would be our southernmost Pioneer-owned location, primarily serving the Delta, and we'll support some parts of the West as well, and really, we're here to just to support Pioneer. Products we produce here can can be shipped anywhere.
Anything else about the plant that you would like to tell us?
It's been a fun process to be involved in the hiring and recruitment of these employees. I'm very proud of our team. I think we've got a lot of unique talent here, and we look forward to doing good things and being here for a long, long time.